We're continuing with our limud of Mishnayos. We can dedicate Mishnayos this morning to Susan Schefter, her family just got up from Shiva. Shlamas Minabas al Yochayim, correct? Ve'esi. Shlamas Minabas al Yochayim ve'esi. We are in the ninth parak in Maseches Kalayim. We're up to the second Mishnah. So yesterday we discussed the halachas of what constitutes Kalayim Shatnez in clothing. After we learned through all the plants and all the animals and the vineyards and the trees, now we're up to clothing. Tzemer u'pishtim specifically, wool and linen together create chatnez. Anything else does not create chatnez, and specifically talking about tzemer wool of a lamb or a sheep, and it's not tzemer of gemalim of camels. The Mishnah continues, Mishnah Beis, Hashirayim v'hakalach en b'mashum klayim. So Shirayim and Kalach, I believe they're silk and something else which resembles, one resembles pishtun, one resembles wool. In other words, it's hard for the layman to be able to differentiate between these materials and wool and linen. So therefore the Mishnah says, Ein ba mishum klayim, strictly speaking, there's no problem with klayim of asur mepnei maris ayin. It is asur because of maris ayin, because another person who looks at you wearing that were creating that beged, and again, there's no problem to create the beged, the problem is to wear it. Someone sees you wearing it, they may think that you're wearing klayim. Now, it happens to be that the Rav Bar Tinura points out that this is talking about specifically in a time when these materials were not commonly used. But now that we have so many materials, and so many materials look so much alike, there are so many materials which resemble wool, and so many materials which resemble linen, so therefore, we know that there are many imitation materials out there, and therefore there is no current problem of Maris Ayin. Now, in the concept of Maris Ayin, again, I don't want to turn this to an Iyun Shir, but there are really basically two levels of Maris Ayin. There are certain cases which Chazal inherently were geyser that there is a problem of Maris Ayin. And that is not going to change. An example of that is blood of fish. Now, halacha is you can't drink that blood, because even though midaraisa really is no problem with it, but it looks like regular blood. So the Chazal created isra achila on that. There's no way to remove that. There are certain cases that a person has to be careful, just because the pasuk says v'yisim nekiyim. A person needs to be careful that people should not accuse him of doing an isra. And in that case, it's only subject to the accusation. Therefore, in a case like today, where no one's going to think that what you're wearing is actually real wool or real linen, just by virtue of the fact that it looks like it, people understand there are a lot of imitation materials, there would not be a problem of Maris Ayin. Hakarim v'aksasais, pillows and blankets, ein b'mishum klayim, there's no problem of klayim b'lvach l'yit b'sar n'gabahem. There's no problem to sleep on a blanket or on a pillow that has shatnez in it. But you have to make sure it doesn't touch your begadim, your body. It happens to be that, again, this is not really so clear that this is relevant, because what they were talking about then were they were not soft. The Bar Tanur speaks is that they weren't soft. They weren't really capable of serving as something that you would wear. So therefore, there was no client. But ours, which are soft and they're comfortable, and you put them close to your body, there can't be a potential problem of client with that. Ein arai l'klayim. The Mishnah continues by saying there's no such thing as a temporary wearing which would exempt you from klayim, even if you wear it for a short amount of time. Well, yilbash klayim afila gabi asara. You can't wear klayim even on top of a lot of other clothing, because we're nervous that it's going to fall down. Afil lignay v'samechas, even if you're wearing it just to evade taxes. Now again, we have to just mention what it means in the Mishnah to evade taxes. This is not a Mishnah which is coming to give a heter for a person to evade his taxes. What the Mishnah is talking about, the Gemara speaks this out very clearly, the Rishonim talk about this. This Mishnah is specifically talking about somebody who was subject to paying more taxes by virtue of the fact that he was a Jew. And that was illegal. Generally speaking, paying taxes is a chiyuv upon every person because of the halacha of dina d'malchus adina. If a government requires a person to pay taxes, evading the taxes is a problem of gezel. However, in this case, the person who was collecting the tax either was charging him more money because of the fact that he was a Jew, which itself was illegal, or he himself was not authorized to collect taxes. He was just collecting taxes because he could. And he was able to threaten people to give him the money. In such a case, he's not entitled to the taxes, and a person should do anything in his power to get away from being robbed of his money, which he does not deserve to pay. So the Mishnah is writing that even if a person's wearing it for an ulterior motive, he doesn't want to wear it because he wants to wear 10 jackets now. He's wearing it because he doesn't want the guy to charge him for every jacket that he wears. illegally, in such a case, it still is usr. Now, we're going to have to continue along with the parak to understand this more clearly, because we're going to see later on that it's not so clear that if a person wears shatnez for an ulterior reason, that he's chayav for shatnez. It's possibly a machlekes between the two mishnayos, but we will get to that in due time. We'll stop here at Mishnah Gimel. Do we still have a minyan?